Good morning, friends. I'd like for us this morning to consider the meaning of the empty tomb. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for he's risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Matthew 28:5-6. In Philippians 3:10, the apostle writes of the power of the resurrection, and as we join the women who came and found an empty tomb, we must be filled with the same wonder which they felt. What does it mean? In spite of statements Jesus had made before about his resurrection, even the apostles seemingly did not anticipate it. But then, when they went out to preach the good tidings, the very basis of their message was the death and resurrection of Jesus. That was the power of the message, for that empty tomb has great meaning. It tells us that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus did many miracles during his stay on earth, and they were for a purpose. We know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. John 3:2. When John was ready to close his book, he mentions that all the miracles of Jesus could not be recorded. But then he adds this, But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life through his name. John 20:30-31. And the greatest miracle to prove his divinity was his resurrection from the dead. He was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Romans 1:4. And it was after his resurrection that he told the apostles, All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:18. His claim to be the only begotten Son of God, John 3:16, and the Christ, Matthew 26:63-64, is certified by the resurrection. When the apostles first began to preach the gospel, the beginning of their message was this, Jesus of Nazareth you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death. Acts 2:22-24. Later in that same sermon, Peter says, This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we're all witnesses. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you've crucified, both Lord and Christ. Verse 32-36. The Apostle Paul, preaching to Jews in Acts 13:30 and to Gentiles in Acts 17:11, also used the resurrection to prove that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. The empty tomb, testifying to the fact of the resurrection, is still eloquent to the fact of the resurrection. It is still proof that Jesus is the Christ. The reason for the death of Jesus is stated in Hebrews 2:9, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. As the apostle put it in 2 Corinthians 5:14-15, For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then all were dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and rose again. But the validity of the death of Christ as a sacrifice for our sin is established by the resurrection. Had he simply died, and that was the end, there had been no proof that his death was any different than any other man's. But he was delivered for our offenses, and was raised for our justification. Romans 4:25. And it was only after he was raised that he sent the apostles with the charge, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. Because of the empty tomb, the gospel was now sent to all men. In the beginning of the first gospel sermon, Peter said, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2:21. These men who had been with Jesus were no longer going only to the Jews, but all men everywhere now hear the gospel of salvation. Because of the empty tomb, manifesting the grace of God, the apostle wrote later, The grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men. Titus 2:11. Whether Jew or Greek, bond or free, male or female. Galatians 3:28. All men have a right to the salvation made possible by an empty tomb. When Jesus came, the Jews were looking for the Messiah to come and set up a kingdom in which he would be king, and rightfully so. For prophecy had clearly foretold it. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generation. Psalm 89:3-4. And in Jeremiah 23, 3, 5, and 6 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I'll raise up unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved." This seed of David was also called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verse 6. His kingdom was to stand forever, Daniel 2:44, and to begin in the last days in the city of Jerusalem, Isaiah 2:2-3. But the Jews rejected Jesus as king because they anticipated an earthly kingdom. But Jesus plainly says this, "My kingdom is not of this world," John 18:36, and he called it the kingdom of heaven. When that first gospel sermon was preached, the kingdom prophecies were basic to its thrust. David, therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you've crucified both Lord and Christ. Acts 2:29-36. What the prophets have foretold about Christ and his kingdom, the apostles declare now as to have come to pass, and the empty tomb proves it. Paul calls Jesus King of Kings, Lord of Lords, 1 Timothy 6:15. And in 1 Corinthians 15:24 26, it shows that Christ now reigns as King in his kingdom, and that he will reign until death is no more. The empty tomb is proof that Jesus now reigns as King in his kingdom. The question in most hearts is, if a man die, shall he live again? Job 14 and verse 14. And the empty tomb of Jesus answers that question for all of us. The Apostle Paul, writing in 1 Corinthians 15, shows the basis of his message. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures," verses 3 and 4. The resurrection was confirmed by hundreds of witnesses, verses 5 and 8, so that Paul's argument about our resurrection has solid basis. "Now is Christ risen from the dead, the first fruits of them that slept. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive," verses 20 through 22. When we see the empty tomb, we should be able to envision our own graves as empty. As Paul wrote, "God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power," 1 Corinthians 6:14. The general resurrection for all the dead is a subject of the Lord in John chapter 5, verse 28. "For the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. As surely as Jesus rose, so shall we be raised in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, as the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible." 1 Corinthians 15:52. His empty tomb pledges to us that ours will be empty when he comes. When Paul preached to the Gentiles in the city of Athens, he concluded his sermon about the unknown God by telling them, "He hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance to all men in that he hath raised him from the dead," Acts 17:31. The empty tomb is the proof God presents to us that we shall all be judged. Jesus pictures that judgment in Matthew 25 when, "Before him shall be gathered all nations. No one will be excused. None will miss that assembly. The empty tomb says so." Jesus said, "The hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation," John 5:28-29. As surely as Jesus died and rose, that surely we shall die and be raised to stand before him in judgment. "It is appointed unto men once to die, then comes the judgment," Hebrews 9:27. The judgment is personal and individual, in that none can stand in for another. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. Each will receive what he has done. The judgment is not family or nation. The apostle writes, so then each of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14, verse 12. As we journey through this life, we see ample evidence of our impending death. But the empty tomb of our Lord shows that we shall be raised from the dead and that we shall be judged for the life we have lived here. What is the meaning of the empty tomb? Let the Apostle Paul answer as he contemplates the situation of the tomb had it not been empty. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, you are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. 1 Corinthians 15, 14-8. But the victory is expressed in the very next verse. But now is Christ risen from the dead. Friends, the empty tomb speaks of the love of God, the power of Christ, and the forgiveness of our sins and hope of heaven. Friends, that is the meaning of the empty tomb. Until next week, may God bless and keep you.